a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hello there.
Smiles, everyone.
Smiles.
Smiles. Welcome to the top five things. Have you seen, as I clumsily adjust my microphone, have you seen the HBO movie, My Dinner with Hervé?
No.
There's a new movie out with Andy Garcia as Ricardo Montalban.
Ah.
And I believe Peter Dinklage, the guy from Game of Thrones, plays Hervé Villechaize.
See, that guy's getting typecast.
Well, right? I mean, now that you've played Hervé Villechaize,
why couldn't Tim Conway do it?
Well, I don't think Tim Conway is doing great.
Did he ever?
He
did okay. Didn't do great.
I think Tim
did okay.
I think Tim Conway's in a bad place.
Physically?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think no, he's
on horse?
Conway is a horse.
He's on smack.
He's not on smack, but
well,
I thought I read somewhere that Tim Conway's it's a matter of weeks. Mm. We won't have Tim Conway to kick around anymore.
It's true for all of us, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. I believe you know my partner, Darren. Hey, Darren.
Hello. Do you know, is it possible, has someone produced the Mike Pence Elf on a Shelf yet? That's got to be something, right?
It's called Pence on a Fence.
Is it Pence on a Fence?
And it's fantastic.
Where do you get that?
It's available.
They have to be mass producing that at this point,
Pence
right?
on a Fence is available wherever quality facsimiles of ineffective vice presidents can be found, yes.
Okay.
Champ, you wanna chime in on something here?
No, I'm just gonna sit here and watch.
Yeah. Oh, just doing a little daydreaming.
I want to give you a couple of songs from the top 10 right now. These are the top 10 most popular songs in America, as ranked by Billboard magazine.
Yes.
And I want you to stop me when I say an artist or a title that you're familiar with. Okay. Artist or title?
Yes.
Sheck Wess, Mobamba.
I've heard of Mobamba.
Is that a song you're familiar? Am I saying it wrong?
No, I think that's a basketball player.
Really? Mobamba?
Isn't there a basketball player that's a rookie this year and his name is Mobamba?
Mobamba, maybe that's it. Okay, so is Sheck Wess singing about Mobamba?
I don't know.
I assume the song just goes, Mobamba, right?
I think he went before the Bulls were able to draft him.
Really?
Yes,
I know nothing about the NBA.
I could have that wrong.
You're hip to the trip, man. I had no idea that was... So that's a person.
Maybe.
Mobamba.
Maybe. Mm. It's a person.
Mm. I thought Mobamba was just like something like a very... Something like a very drunk...
Although I don't know that he's having any sort of breakout season where he deserves a song.
Well, he's certainly got that, if it's the same thing. I thought Mobamba was just a very drunk Hank Williams Jr.
Obama!
Just trying to scream out his catchphrase. No? Mobamba? Let me see if I can...
Take a look.
He's got a... Sheck Wess, I believe, is the artist. Mobamba...
Yeah, Mobamba's a player.
Okay, so is this a song about him?
I don't know. Seven-footer.
All right, well, I can give you just a...
Seven-footer out of Texas for your Orlando Magic.
Really?
Yeah.
Orlando still has a team. Here's a...
16-year-old.
Bitch!
Nice.
They check
it
to
10. I got home. Start that again. This is number 10 on the Billboard charts right now.
16-year-old.
Bitch.
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 They check it to 10. I got hoes calling a young nigga phone.
This is the number 10 song in America right now.
Ollie with the motherfucking dog.
Is this the radio edit?
Yes, this is actually the Kids Bop version. Okay, well, that's I can see why that's a popular
Pretty
song.
Pretty sure I could get arrested playing that.
Uh-huh.
Or beat up.
It's obviously a song about Mobamba by Sheck Wess. Sounds great. I mean, the production values are fantastic. Lyrically, I don't know that you can argue with it. Sounds wonderful. How about Lil Baby and Gunna with Drip Too Hard? That's number 9 on the charts.
Which one's the song and which one's the artist?
I believe Drip Too Hard is the song.
It is. Okay.
Lil Baby is a rapper.
Can't stop dripping.
Oh, I want to be a baby.
Can't stop dripping.
Lil Baby.
Can't stop dripping would be on the adult contemporary charts.
Drip Too Hard. This is number 9 on the charts right now. This is what the kids are into. Imagine a top 10 song, Darren.
Run that back, Turbo.
Lil Baby and Gunna.
You can get the biggest Chanel back in the store if you want it. I gave them the drill, they set it up, I got them on it. I bought a new paddock, I had to
walk. This at least kind of sounds like music.
This would be good for showering.
Well, don't trip too hard when you're in there, though. Water bills are killing us. Okay, well, thank you, Lil Baby.
Is there a certain theme here?
Yeah, just wait for it. Mm-hmm. Number 8 is Kodak Black featuring Travis Scott and Offset with ZZ. Number 7 on the Billboard charts right now, young lady named Mariah Carey with All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Gotcha. Has she redone that, or they just release it again?
This because it gets so much airplay this time of year. It's number 7 on the charts.
Where are the other Christmas songs, then? Where are the other Christmas songs that are so popular?
None of them come close.
To that one.
Because here's the thing. Every station plays All I Want for Christmas Is You.
But they're not playing White Christmas?
White Christmas is in the top 10. White Christmas isn't doing better than...
Rudolph gets boycotted in places?
Lil Baby. I guess. It might be.
So what you're saying is that song gets played on, that song is getting played on stations that aren't all Christmas. Getting played everywhere.
Exactly. And it's, you know, that song is almost 25 years old.
Sure it is.
It's 24 years old as of this year.
That's right, yeah.
Number 7. Mariah Carey makes $3.3 million a year on All I Want for Christmas Is You.
She's not canceling Christmas.
Just one song.
She'd slap me in the face.
$80 million in royalties. All I Want for Christmas Is You. It is the most popular Christmas song on Spotify. It is the most popular Christmas song that gets streamed. And it gets streamed to a degree where she's making more and more and more money. She's making more money on that song today than she made in 1993.
Well, you got to pay for the twins.
And she's the first to admit that when she and the guy she wrote that song with wrote it, they wrote it in 15 minutes.
Well,
they carved out the chords, the structure, the melody in 15 minutes. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Kind of a throwaway song.
If it's a hit, that's all it takes.
It's a bigger hit than Drip Too Hard by Lil Baby. What does that tell you?
Whoa. For now. Let's come back in 25 years and see where we're at.
It's bigger than Lil Baby's.
Lil Baby, 25 years on, still dripping.
Number 16 right now on the pop charts, Andy Williams with It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
False, by the way.
He's number 16.
Not his real name.
Number 21 on the charts right now, Brenda Lee rocking around the Christmas tree.
She's a little Hellcat.
Burl Ives is at number 22.
He'd be interested to know that.
So what are the... Do they still do? I mean, they have to still do the top 40 countdowns.
But people aren't
right?
going out and buying these things, are they?
No, I think it's more a matter of they account for streams and radio play. Yeah. It's streams and radio play.
Because back in the day, was Billboard based? Was Billboard like in the 60s and 70s? Was it based just on record sales, or was it based on both?
It was both.
Both.
Yeah.
Based
singles,
on both.
Single sale, like 45s and airplay around the country. Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Bobby Helms, number 26 on the chart. Nat King Cole's in the top 40 with the Christmas song.
Natalie.
Wham is in between Khalid and Imagine Dragons this week at number 34 with Last Christmas. Dean Martin just outside the top 40 at number 41 with Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. I guess my point is, write a Christmas song. Paul McCartney makes something like $400,000 a year off Wonderful Christmas Time. And you're a big Paul McCartney fan. Can we agree that song is, as the English say, rubbish.
Not my favorite.
There's, I mean,
it's not my favorite.
That song didn't take 15 minutes for him to write. A minute. A minute for him to write.
During one trip to the bathroom.
I think he's making it up in the studio as he goes along.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, it's, not my favorite it's bad. Thing he's ever done.
No, he's written a lot of, let's argue about this.
Infinitely better songs.
He's written better songs than Wonderful Christmas Time. It's not even his best Christmas song.
What other Christmas songs do you
Christmas have? Time is here again.
Right.
Basically, it's a cash grab, right?
Mm.
Because you know you're going to make money every year, and it comes at a good time of year, right at the end.
Yeah, well, when you're trying to buy Christmas presents. Yeah, no, it's a good idea to get that check in January or February or whenever your credit card statement comes.
Yeah, that's when we need it, when we need it the most. So those that's a quick look at the top 40. I've got to know more about Lil Baby and Gunna. Do they get together a lot and record and write? How does that work? We'll get into
They're gonna.
Well, I mean, but how disheartening would that be too to be behind? Like, imagine you're some new pop star. And you look up at the charts, and you're getting beat by Dean Martin this week.
I like turtles.
All right. Not again. Let's get into the top five things,
the
shall
Dave
we?
And Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by
Hello
Mary's
there.
Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're at 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport, and they have extended hours right now. They're open every day with extended hours until Christmas, and they have a big sale going on with items up to 50% off. Make sure you take in their bridal sale that's going on as well. Come in and check out their engagement rings starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Again, they are open every day until Christmas. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems is going to be present each time they help you find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio when you're there. And with the purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. The podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. But so much more than that. Including their cold turkey, slow roasted homemade turkey, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw and mayo. It's absolutely delicious. Make sure that you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And don't forget those gift cards at Capriati's. Buy $25 worth of gift cards, you'll receive $5 back in cap cash. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number one.
Number one
on the top five things. Can we go back to music for a bit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just two dudes in a basement talking about music. They've done the math, and they've figured out what the most streamed song to come out of the 20th century is. All right? So this is the 20th century. What song has been
21st
streamed?
Century or 20th?
20th.
20th.
The one that you and I came out of.
Yeah.
What is the most
streamed
song out of the 20th century? That is to say, played on Spotify, Apple Music, and views on YouTube.
Are these
that counts as a stream?
These are stream. Were we streaming back then? We're not talking about that. We're talking about a
song. Okay, let me explain this to you. Maybe I'm not explaining it adequately.
People are still
streaming
it.
It was a song that was recorded.
The 20th century. But being streamed in the 21st.
Here we are 19 years into this millennium,
mm-hmm.
and this is the gotten more streams than any song out of that entire century. We're listening to that one song
right now.
Online and watching its video on YouTube. That counts as a stream as well.
So Hoodie
that,
Allen.
That one song.
Hoodie Allen, first team All-American, bitch.
That's
from the 21st century.
Yes.
So I will say it is Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
You're absolutely correct. 1.6 bamillion.
Bamillion?
Global streams. That's bamillion.
People love that song. With a B. Boy, I tell you what, I remember when that thing came out.
1975. It is the most streamed song out of the 20th century, Bohemian Rhapsody. That counts streams on Spotify, Apple Music, as well as views on YouTube. Brian May says, quote, very happy that our music is still flowing to the max.
Well, and it's had waves.
Flowing to the max.
And it's had waves. It's had waves. It had its original wave.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, it had its wave with Wayne's World. And then it's had a recent wave again with the movie
coming
out.
It was in the Billboard Top 100 again last month because of that movie.
And another one of their songs that is basically everywhere. And we take total credit for it because it was not a hit when it came out, is Don't Stop Me Now.
No.
And you cannot deny the fact,
yes,
that we were there before anybody else. We were there before Family Guy.
Yes.
We were there before any commercial that song.
It's true.
It's absolutely 100% true.
I never heard that song until we started playing it every Friday.
And then now you can't turn on a TV set and not hear it.
I feel like it's their number two song.
It may very well be.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
We Are the Champions might be number three right now.
It might have surpassed We Are the Champions.
See what I'm saying?
We Will Rock You.
You're welcome, Brian May. I guess there's a scene, if you guys have seen the Freddie Mercury film, back this up, because I've heard this, and I'm not sure that it's true, and I'm not going to see the movie until it's on Netflix. I'm not going to leaving the house to go see
it. I would
Freddie
like
Mercury.
To.
Yeah?
Because I'm guessing, well, maybe not. Maybe I wouldn't like it. I tend to think I probably would be fine with it.
I've heard there's a scene. You guys, please back us up on the text line at 470-23-NACHO. I've heard there's a scene where Freddie Mercury, they're on the road and they're doing a tour of America, and Freddie Mercury is on the road making a phone call, and he is at the I-80 truck stop in Walcott.
Oh, yeah?
He's at the world's largest truck stop in Walcott, Iowa.
They filmed something out there?
I think that they didn't film it there, but it's made to look as though, somehow,
that's where
they're
he's
at the world's largest truck stop in Walcott. Huh. That's what I've heard.
Huh. I remember the story of Rod Stewart being at the Woodhall Plaza.
That's where he got his stomach pumped.
Well, I don't know that's where he got his stomach pumped.
Oh. It might have been where I heard that story.
But, well, I mean, that's quite a, you know, quite an artery through the U.S., you know.
I guess so.
So, you gotta get somewhere.
Did you ever see Queen live?
Never saw Queen.
You know who we know that saw Queen live?
Who?
Jenny Lavora.
She did?
And when she was a little girl, she got taken to a Queen show. And she just remembers.
What tour?
It was in the late 70s.
Late 70s?
Yeah.
Boy, she would have been really little.
Yeah. She remembers him coming out wearing a cape and thinking that was the coolest thing she'd ever seen in her life.
Huh.
I know, right?
They jealous. They certainly never played the Quad Cities. They would have played the Chicagoland area.
Yeah, but I think
they didn't play it a lot. They didn't play a ton.
In the States, they didn't?
Well, I mean, they didn't. I don't remember having a ton of opportunities to see them.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Well, yeah, they came to Chicago during.
Yeah. Yeah, they would have been in Chicago.
What was it? The Game? Did they tour behind that?
Probably.
Or Hot Jazz? What was it called? Just Jazz. It was just called Jazz.
It was called Jazz.
Not Hot Jazz.
And hot, yeah, you're thinking of Hot Space.
Hot Space. You know what would be good?
Body Language.
Hot Space Jazz. Jaws was never my scene, but I don't like Star Wars. Yeah, he says, very happy that our music is still flowing to the max. Did they explain to Brian May that this song, like, you're the most streamed song out of the 20th century? And he thought, well, I should use some 20th century lingo then. To the max. Bohemian Rhapsody from the album A Night at the Opera made its third appearance on the Billboard Hot 100 charts.
See, there you go.
Last month because of that Freddie Mercury movie.
Yeah, third wave.
Yeah. Yeah. The other songs.
Did it chart higher originally or did it chart higher the second time around?
I feel like the second time around.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
The other most streamed songs out of the 20th century. Number two on the list is Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child O' Mine.
Okay.
Number four, Guns N' Roses, November Rain. And number five.
People want their money's worth.
Is A-ha's Take On Me.
Hmm.
I think that's just because the video is so cool. Like, you're still making money on that video in 2018.
Yeah, I thought they were going to have a longer shelf life than that.
Uh-huh.
Were you down? Well, they ended up doing a Bond song, didn't they?
They did. The Living Daylights.
Probably the most forgettable one ever.
No, there's much worse. The last one with Sam Smith, whatever his name is terrible.
Right.
I like... The Living Daylights! Ah! That's a good Bond song.
Kaja Goo Goo ever do a Bond song?
You're thinking of the Neverending Story.
They did Neverending Story.
And that wasn't even Kaja Goo Goo. That was simply their lead singer,
Lamal. Well, at least he's not a one-hit wonder.
An argument can be made. I was arguing on Twitter. Please, if you get a chance, follow me on Twitter, at Dave Lavora. I don't know that there's a worse band of the 80s than Dead or Alive. I think they're the absolute worst. Just horrendous. Who's a worse band than Dead or Alive? I mean, when you actually just listen to the music, it's horrendous. Hmm. Do you remember, number two, do you remember that story we had where I was trying to figure out whether or not it was really smart or really dumb? Burger King is asking you to download their app.
Yeah.
Here's what they want you to do.
Utilize it.
Put the Burger King app on your phone, then go into a McDonald's where they have what they call geofencing. The app will know that you're in a McDonald's.
Yes.
Then order a Whopper online while standing inside a McDonald's.
Yeah, and you get it for a penny.
And then go to the Burger King and they'll
redeem it for a penny.
Yes. Something went wrong. And a guy in California did what they wanted him to do.
Uh-huh.
And when he looked at his bank statement, he realized instead of a penny, they charged him nearly $1,100 for a Whopper.
Well, it's a Yumbo. When's the Yumbo coming back, by the way? If it was so damn popular in the 70s so that you had to bring it back. When's that coming back?
Now, you're talking about not the Yumbo as used on this show.
No, but a
talking about the sandwich.
Hot ham sandwich. Mm-hmm.
That's what it was a hot ham sandwich.
Yes.
Yumbo, I just Googled it, and all I get is Yumbo is a small industrial city in Western Colombia. They've wiped all
reference
of Yumbo off the internet.
What do you call that when you do that? Acid wash.
Gaslighting?
It's like when you scrub something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
acid wash sounds good. You're supposed to go to McDonald's, open up the Burger King app, order a Whopper for only a penny. Well, this guy in L.A., Boyce Harvey, he was there within proximity of a McDonald's.
That's a lot of Whoppers coming back his way if he spent $1,100 on 1 cent Whoppers. What does that get you?
He took out his phone, activated the deal. He went to the Burger King to go pick up his one penny Whopper. And the manager said, yeah, we can't find your order, dude. So he decided to select another deal, got his food, and left. After he left the restaurant, he took a look at the receipt on his, in his bag.
Yeah, you should.
And the charge to his account was $1,093.91.
Did he go back there right away, or?
He says there's now an overdraft on his account, and he's working with Burger King to sort this out. Burger King confirms the incident, but says this is an isolated incident.
We don't pay overdrafts. And by the way,
Burger King says
we don't.
That's their statement.
We don't pay overdrafts. And no field test. No field test, ever.
Quote, we've seen tremendous success with the Whopper Detour promotion since its launch last week. We can confirm that the case concerning this guest is related to an isolated technical issue, and we're taking this very seriously. We've been in direct contact with the guest to ensure a full refund is issued immediately.
Please have a hot cup of coffee on us. BK Joe.
Full refund? I should hope so. A $1,093.91 charge? Mm. That's, as you said, if Whoppers
if we give it to you in 1 cent Whoppers, you are set, man.
You'll never for a Whopper the rest of your life.
I'm getting so sick of these.
How many Whoppers would it take before you're like, I can't do this anymore?
I can't do this.
That's just not my thing.
I'm only in year one of this.
I should have asked for more money rather than taking the entire lump Whopper sum.
I should have just, I don't know why I took them all at one time. How am I going to keep all these? I need a bigger house.
I'll tell you this right now.
Lettuce is starting to go bad on some of these.
This was not very well thought out. What was I thinking? So ridiculous. You can't eat all those hamburgers, you ridiculous, ridiculous man.
Ridiculous man.
Look at him trying to eat all those hamburgers. You can't eat all those hamburgers, you ridiculous man.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Mm.
3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School.
Look at all those hamburgers. You can't eat all those hamburgers, you stupid fella. Oh, jeez! He's gonna do it! Oh, he's so ridiculous. You hear me, you ridiculous man?
My favorite part is when he crashes, and they come to, and Lois wakes up, and he goes, "Hey, Crashy."
Hey, Crashy.
That's her nickname now, Crashy, because he crashed his car reading a Jughead comic.
Enjoy one of their holiday hot chocolates right now, and of course, pick up a gift card from the East Moline Coffee Company for the tea or coffee lover in your family. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company, join the loyalty rewards, and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. And the podcast is brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. We certainly appreciate that. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients. Their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Again, get those Capriati gift cards. Buy $25 in Capriati gift cards. Get $5 back in cap cash. And mention Nacho Radio. You will get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Angry Moose correcting me. Apparently, those are two different episodes I'm thinking of.
Crashy?
Dave, those are two different episodes. When he calls her Crashy, he got in another car accident. Oh, he got in another car to watch a DVD. Okay, I guess that is, he got another car to watch a DVD.
But isn't he, he's basically reading the comic book or the newspaper while he's driving.
Yeah, right.
And then he kind of brings the paper down or the comic book, and it looks like he's about to crash, and he goes ahead and puts the comic, he goes ahead and starts reading it again, even though he's in danger of crashing, isn't he?
Number three.
Number three, Vitamin Water is giving $100,000 to someone to not use their smartphone for a year. This is the promotion that they're coming up with. If you can go the entire year, $100,000.
I'd do it.
You're damn right you would. Only one person will be picked to do this, and you have to be chosen. So once you get chosen, it's easy, Street. Stay off a smartphone for an entire year. And they will give you $100,000.
I'll put it in a lockbox,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not taking calls. What do you think of that?
First, you have to let them know how you would spend your year if you took a break from your smartphone, and you want to do that on their social media.
You still have to go to work.
You've got until January 8th to enter this thing. And then on or around Tuesday, January the 22nd, Vitamin Water will announce who the winner is. You will not be able to use your smartphone or anyone else's smartphone for a year if you want $100,000.
But what about a landline?
They will give you a cell phone.
Okay, good.
Which is an old-fashioned cell phone.
I'll use it.
And you can use it in case of emergencies.
Yeah, I don't think I'd have a problem with that.
It's like one of those big blocky phones from the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to use any tablets or any smartphones.
So you can only use that phone on an emergency?
Yeah, I guess.
Why can't you go ahead and use the phone as a phone?
I think they only want you to use it for emergencies. Well, I mean, I think you can. No, you can make actual calls. Okay, yeah, you can make calls.
No texts.
You just can't look
at
it. Right. Yeah. Right. Just use it just for a phone.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to use any tablets. You're not allowed to use any smartphones. But you can use laptops and desktops.
I would have to.
Yes. And you can also use voice-activated devices like your Amazon Echo or your Google Home.
I don't think it'd be that difficult at all.
If you're chosen for the full year, you will be given a lie detector test in order to prove that you didn't look at the phone. Because originally I thought, okay, do they hire people to watch you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it like they hire some private dicks to sit outside your house?
They could do that as well. They could do that on top of the lie detector test.
If you don't go the full year without using your smartphone,
you owe them $100,000.
If the person chosen doesn't go the full year without using their smartphone, you get $10,000.
So you could opt out like in one day?
Yes.
And win $10,000?
Yes. But you have to make it at least 6 months.
Oh.
If you don't make it 6 months, you get nothing. So if somehow...
You get nothing! Yeah,
thank you. You lose! Good day, sir! So, yeah, that's $100,000 to not have a smartphone. I think that's a win-win. I might have to enter this thing.
Number four.
I'm dying to see if somebody gets chosen and then blows it. Like 2 months in. Like, I can't do it.
I don't know how you could blow it.
I gotta have my smartphone. I was reading an article about how the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL have one thing in common. None of them are on contenders this year. Mm. I think there's one case where a quarterback that's making a lot of money is on a contender.
Well, Drew Brees has to make a lot of money.
He does okay for himself, yes.
Philip Rivers makes a lot of money.
I don't think he's... Oh, gosh. I'll have to find the original article. This is coming to light because the Baltimore Ravens have made an announcement that they're going to sit Joe Flacco, who is a quarterback who makes $120 million.
Not a year.
Well, not at once. And he's allowed to use a smartphone, right?
Well, yeah, I don't need your $100,000.
Flacco is now a backup quarterback on a $120 million contract.
Well, there's a lot of young quarterbacks who haven't got their big contract yet.
So is that what that is?
I think so, yeah. Who are the good teams?
Well, I mean...
Chiefs?
I would say...
That's a first-year quarterback.
Jared Goff's probably not
he's
doing...
He's a second or third-year...
But he's in
he a... hasn't got to his second contract
no,
yet, though.
Exactly.
Who else is good? Bears? Trubisky hasn't got to his second contract.
That kid is making not a lot of money.
Well,
Kirk Cousins making $84 million for the Vikings, who just fired their offensive coordinator.
Yeah, so they're not doing all that well, though.
Yes.
Who else is good?
As far as
teams.
The teams? Well, I mean, is Tom Brady? Tom Brady probably makes really good money,
he's
right?
He's making good money.
They're a division
leader. But they're not the team.
Mahomes isn't making a ton of dough.
No, I just said,
right?
Yeah.
Who else is doing good in the AFC?
The Texans doing well.
Yeah, they went on a
That's a quarterback who hasn't got his second contract yet.
They went on a streak. Yeah, you're right. Let me see if I can find
Let
me see if I can find the...
standings?
The standings here. Why they're saying, you know, this is a game changer because...
Well, yeah, look at the four quarterbacks in the NFC North.
Right. Aaron Rodgers does okay.
Yes.
Is he the highest paid?
Stafford was the highest paid at one point.
Yeah.
Cousins got that big contract. Trubisky's the only one.
Right. So the least expensive quarterback.
Trubisky.
Yes.
Trubisky.
Mr. Biscuit.
Mr. Trubiscuit.
Yeah. They're calling the Vikings a lesson on how to not build a Super Bowl contender.
Well, it's just, even if they went to the Super Bowl, you know they're going to hook a field goal.
Why do you even ponder this?
Why do you ponder passing?
Finally.
Christian ponder.
Number five. Number five. Number five, a 102-year-old great-grandmother has become the world's oldest skydiver. Look at this. It just looks like a bag of bones with a face painted on it. What are you doing to this poor woman? 102 years old, she went skydiving.
It looks like that was during the summer, but she's got like an Afghan on.
Irene O'Shea, she's
all bundled up, even though it's the middle of summer.
She looks like Granny from the Warner Brothers cartoons. She did her first skydive to mark her 100th birthday 2 years ago.
Cool.
And now she keeps doing this. She keeps jumping out of planes every year. She's a 102-year-old adrenaline junkie.
I wonder how long that lasts.
Your skydive?
No, the adrenaline for just till you get to the ground?
I don't know. That's a great question. She says it was very clear up there. The weather is good, but it was very cold. She takes this plunge now every year to raise money for a neuron disease that her daughter died from. Again, she's 102 years old. But on Sunday, she was 102 years and 194 days old. So she's now in the history books as the oldest woman, 102 years old, to jump out of an airplane. Perfectly good at working airplane.
Yes, but it was a tandem jump. Will she ever do it on her own?
I don't know that it would be responsible to send a 102-year-old woman.
It would be just like hit. It would just be
just hit the ground and just be dust.
It's like talc powder exploding. A bag of talcum.
Springsteen's ending his run on Broadway. He's been doing this for 14 months. Ugh. Did I see that he's released an album with all of his Broadway stuff on it?
Oh, I would imagine.
I think
he will.
I think it's already out.
And I think there's going to be a Netflix movie, which is just basically a camera on him.
Well, I didn't realize he's been doing this for 14 months. Springsteen on Broadway,
and it was like 5 days a week.
Can you
imagine? 5 days a week? An actual proper job.
Right.
Well, I mean, except for the fact it's not 8 hours a day.
You know, there's...
There is that.
Good point. Springsteen on Broadway, the last ever show, is coming up here. And tickets are, as you can imagine, going for a little bit higher than normal. The tickets for the last ever Springsteen on Broadway. I've got a pair here I can get you into. Tickets are going for... $42,511.
Pass.
$42,000 to see Springsteen? It's not even his band. It's just him and a guitar, right?
I know.
I would think he would come to your house for $42,000.
Probably
no,
not.
That's not many. No,
that's not enough.
How is he not in the top 100 with Santa Claus is coming to town?
Yeah, maybe he doesn't. I haven't heard it this year.
What was the story?
Although I'm trying to stay away from it.
What was your story with the sister in Santa Claus?
She thought he wrote it. She thought that was his song. That was.
Finally, I wanted to share this with you.
She thought Pearl Harbor was in New York.
She thought Pearl Harbor sang at the Grand Ole Opry. Finally, are we doing another show this week? Or is this it?
No, because I'm...
You're traveling.
I'm going down south.
All right, so this will be the last show for the week.
For this particular proper week, yes.
Which city do you think is the nation's brewing capital? I'm glad you mentioned it. There will be a new episode of Brewed this Saturday at 10:35 on WQAD News 8. You can watch all the episodes at brewedtv.com. Thanks for bringing that up, Darren.
Is there any way to catch up with all of them?
Yeah, they're all there.
They're all there?
Yeah, I'm going to count on you to catch it. Just watch one, and then
we'll
go from there.
I have watched it. I liked it. You know which one it was?
The one where I was drinking beer.
Yeah.
Which city do you think has more breweries
per capita?
Total number.
Total
number of breweries. It is the nation's brewing capital. Which city would you say is the...
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon's a really solid guess. They've got a lot of breweries, 77 breweries, but they are not.
So it's got to be a larger...
The last time that they did they counted this was 5 years ago. Portland was number two on the list.
Oh, well, that is a good guess.
With 77. Seattle back then was number one on the
list. Seattle no longer number one.
Seattle is not number one anymore. No. What city is the brewing capital of America right now with the most breweries? 167 breweries.
Houston, Texas.
According to the Brewers Association. Houston, Texas, not a bad guess, but the answer is, Darren... Chicago, Illinois.
Really?
The
microbrew capital of the world.
When you count the number of breweries, according to the Brewers Association, the Brewers Association just published these statistics this week. Chicago has more breweries than any city in America.
Wow.
167.
You guys going to ever branch out into Chicago?
We're going to have to at some point.
Well, I mean
that would take care of it. 167, that's like...
How many seasons?
That's like... 12 years of shows.
Right.
This is a bit of a drive, but I mean, we just did New Glarus, and that was about the same time it would take us to get to Chicago.
Or the suburbs, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, New Glarus is 2.5 hours away.
Yeah.
Totally worth it, by the way. I can't wait for you guys to see the New Glarus episode. Boy, it was good. But, Darren, I know you want to talk more about Brood, but we really should wrap this up.
Okay, if we
I know,
have to.
I know how are excited you are
say,
to talk about
it. Are you saying we're wrapping it up?
I'm saying that this has been a lot of fun.
Okay.
But we got to leave a little something in the tank for episode number 802.
I should mention this, that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily, Capriati slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, build your own perfect meatball sub with the Cap's meatball bar. Thank you.
Terrific.
Thank you, Nick. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. Also, if you're going to be there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Until we get a chance to do this for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
And that's how she wrote.